My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Flashback blazers and ate all your razors while pulling the waders, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little Greenie.
Listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from the University of British Columbia, and broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory. On today's show, we have a phone call that will happen very soon. Todd from Groove Vinyl is going to be calling in about a release he has called Hilarious House of Friedenstein. It's, well, we'll talk about it in a few minutes. But looking forward to talking to Todd from Groove Vinyl. And then some other things going on. We've got some new Rose Melberg. That's very good. And also just, it's a SoCan day. So playing lots of CanCon today. Going to start things off, or at the top, we heard David Bowie with his single Gene Genie, the first single off of 1973's Aladdin Sane, loosely about an Iggy Pop type character. But we have our own Gene Genie in this city. Her name is Jean Swanson, and she's running for city council. So I hope you make it out. You've made it to the polls, or you go out to the polls on Saturday, and you make sure to vote. It's very important that you vote both for a city councilor and for the school board. And I hope you'll put your vote towards one of the many progressive candidates that are there. I'm supporting Gene Swanson, but Judy Graves, and there's lots of other strong candidates. So just make sure to vote and have your voice heard. All right, let's move on with Rose Melberg. This is a song she recorded with Larissa Loiva. It's a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp. So she posted it on her birthday a week and a half ago. And if you want to support Girls Rock Camp, which you should go on to Bandcamp and buy it. I think it's on the Lost Sounds Tape Bandcamp page. And this is the song Dues from the movie Nashville. And this is the lovely Rose Melberg and the equally lovely Larissa Loiva. Here we go. Thank you.
season you will find that you've arrived in Frightenstein. Perhaps the Count will find a way to make his monster work today. For if he solves this monster mania, he can return to Transylvania. So welcome where the sun won't shine, to the castle of Count Frightenstein. The werewolves and bats will always maim ya. The murky moor will likely claim ya as we go stumbling. Ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh. You wouldn't know a ukulele lady, would you? I pledge by the sign of the three-toed sloth to do my best, to do my duty, to always obey the laws of the werewolf pack, and to never rest until Brucey lives once more and takes his rightful place in the annals of distinguished monsters. And I can once again return to that most glorious of homeland, Transylvania.
As we go stumbling-ing.
Stumbling-ing.
Stumbling-ing. Through.
I am the Wolf Man. Who's this? Janet. What's happening, babe? I haven't heard from you in a dog's age. Or a wolf's age. Dig.
Hi there. I'm Griselda. The gourmet. A thing of beauty to behold.
And our story for today is entitled The Fox and the Goat.
A good part of the show is going to come on again in a moment if you want to stick around, but you don't have to if you don't want to, because, oh, ooga booga.
The castle lights are growing dim. There's no one left but me and him. When next we meet in Frankenstone, don't come alone.
All right, that was a compilation or a medley of tracks from a new vinyl release that brings together tracks from the hilarious House of Frankenstein. And on the phone I have Todd Harapiek from Groove Vinyl to tell us about this project. Hi, Todd.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
So first off, what was or what is the hilarious House of Frankenstein?
So the Hilarious House of Frightenstein was a show that was filmed in Hamilton, Canada in 1971, and it starred Vincent Price and another great Canadian actor by the name of Billy Van. Hmm. And it was a kid's show. It was kind of like a monster-themed kid's show that ran for one season and went off the air but continued to be shown through reruns and syndication, and it's kind of continued with a cult following across Canada and I guess parts worldwide for the better part of 40 years.
And I've heard it's still on the air. Some places still syndicated.
We've through social media, a lot of people have kind of gotten in touch with us with the vinyl release and kind of sharing information and memories and where they've been watching it. And I know a lot of people are still stream it on YouTube. There's episodes all over. All over the internet, people are kind of hoping that it'll come back regularly in some format on television.
And when did you first watch the show or hear about the show?
I started watching it in the early 80s, and you know, at that point, I grew up watching it with my sisters, and we kind of thought it was we were getting new episodes at that point.
Right.
little did we know the show had been off the air for like 8 years or something. As I said, it was only they filmed one season basically worth of content. So, and also at that point, we thought, you know, Billy Van, who was the main character on the show, he played about 9 or 10 of those different characters, and thinking we were getting different episodes and thinking different actors were playing all those characters when really it was just him. So.
And where did the idea for, so I know it was released on DVD and, you know, with YouTube, it's definitely found a second life. Where did the idea of putting out a record compilation of it come from?
You know, I partnered with the people at Groovinyl Records, and I kind of approached them initially about doing something with the show, and we were all from Winnipeg and fans of the show, grew up watching it, and we kind of always wanted to do something with it, and we weren't sure what that would be. And then I've spent a better part of the past few years working with different record companies and being able to see how things kind of come together. And following other labels, you know, like Death Waltz and Mondo and some of these other companies that do great jobs with reissues. And we kind of felt that it was only a matter of time that Frightenstein would probably cross the desk of one of those other companies. And we kind of said, you know, we wanted to be the ones to be able to do it and do it right and give it the attention and justice that it deserves. So we started this in January of this year. We approached Mitch Markowitz, who's one of the show creators, and kind of contacted him and ran the idea by him. Initially, the concept was we were just going to put out a 7-inch single of the theme song to the show that everyone knows, which is called March of the Martians. And then on the flip side, maybe put 1 or 2 segments of, you know, the Count and Igor or something. But once we started doing that, we realized, you know, how much great material there was on the show, how much people loved all of these other characters. And we thought, you know what, let's just make a whole record of it. And so, again, went back to Mitch, kind of changed the plans, and he was really supportive and into it. And we kind of were off to the races.
Cool. And who are some of the, for those of us who haven't seen the show, who were the characters that most stuck out for you?
I mean, obviously the Count, you know, the Count Igor, they were kind of, in my mind, kind of the backbone of the show, kind of centered around them. I thought Griselda was great. The librarian was great watching as a child. And and I think the big one for me and for us at the label with Groovinyl, I think it was the Wolfman, you know, because that was such a fun segment. I mean, the music that he played, the psychedelic screen with the dancing, and it was such a, for us, it served as a real introduction to music, you know, looking back on it, hearing some of those songs for the first time, you know, like I think like Clap for the Wolfman or like Jumpin' Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones and stuff. All that music, by the way, that they just played without permission, which is also kind of amazing. They never licensed any of the music on that show, which has been part of the problem as far as reissues and DVDs and such, because they would have to go back and relicense all that music. But but I think the Wolfman, I mean, was probably one of our favorites. So. Mm-hmm.
And so the way that the records have been set up, there's 4 records in the set, and each focus on a particular character?
Well, yeah. So there's 4 different custom kind of covers and colors that you can buy. And so all the content as far as the audio on the records are exactly the same.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of served as an audiobook to the show, similar to, you know, when we were putting this together, we all kind of thought back of how in the early 80s, those were available to kids where, you know, there was movie books like for Star Wars or Gremlins or whatever it was. You would put it down and just listen to someone kind of narrate the story, and you would flip through a book with it. So it's kind of that concept.
Cool.
So it's got all the classic segments from the show, all the characters. It has the theme song from the show that everyone knows. There's also a song by the band Nightmare, which appears in the Wolfman segment, because the Wolfman always chooses his favorite song.
Right.
And you can choose each record. The Count's record is on Gory Gory red vinyl. The Igor record is on green vinyl. The Wolfman one is orange vinyl. And the Vincent Price one is a glow-in-the-dark vinyl. And it comes with a booklet with a bunch of unseen photos, a 5x7 of the character that you've selected and as your choice, original postcard from the show. So we kind of wanted to make it a great experience and package for everybody, you know, because it's an audiobook. It's not really music. But while you're listening to these characters and kind of going back down memory lane, you can flip through the booklet and kind of experience everything together as a whole package. So
very cool. And so you mentioned you've worked with other record labels. What other projects have you worked on in the last few years, or what kind of vinyl stuff have you done?
So for about the past up until the beginning of this past year, I was working with a label called Southern Lord. Here in LA, and I was with them for about 3 years. And for people who don't know, Southern Lord is kind of a great underground kind of metal label.
Sunno and Boris and those.
Sun, Boris, Sleep. They do a great job of kind of curating all their releases, and in my opinion, one of the last great standing independent record labels. So I worked with Greg Anderson, who plays in Sun. He owns and runs the label, and under him I was kind of able to see how his process as far as putting albums out from concept to completion, and just ideas on paper, going through archives, getting material, the relationships with the pressing plants, manufacturers for the jackets and printing, and it was just a really, really great learning experience. And of course, over the span of 3 years, I've lost track of how many releases he put out, but I mean, it was a really great educational experience, and I was able to apply that to when we decided to put out the Frightenstein album.
Cool. So if people are interested in picking up the record, where can they go to find out about it?
So if you go to frightensteinvinyl.com, you can learn all about the records, the whole series. There's photos up that are available. It has a track listing. The Vincent Price Glow in the Dark one, I believe, is sold out at this point. So that you can still order the Count or Igor or the Wolfman individually. And it's a limited run. So we pressed 1,000 total of these four titles. So I think it was 250 of each title. Kind of once these ones are gone, that's it. They're gone. The response has been great. We launched the pre-order about a month ago. It was very overwhelming, and we were really grateful for everybody's support. And it was great to see that the interest is still out there for the show and for the brand. And we're kind of directing people to the website now to grab these if they want. And if they sell out, well, we're looking at doing kind of a second pressing or something in a similar format. But these particular colors and the booklet and all that stuff, this is a limited run. So
yeah. And did you sit down with your sisters and listen to it for old time's sake and reflect on lots of Saturday morning cartoon type moments with Frank?
Well, I haven't sent it to them yet. We just got the test pressings back a couple weeks ago. But myself and the guys at Groove Vinyl, that was part of the problem or one of the challenges, because yes, listening to it was so much fun, and it reminded you of so much stuff that we were constantly pulling. We were adding so much content to the record, and you're only allowed a certain amount of time, and it's difficult because the writing was so great, the characters are so great. So when you think you found something perfect, then you find another sequence somewhere else, and you want to throw that in. That was really, really hard. But going back, I was listening to it again yesterday, and it's just even though it's a spoken word record per se, when you're listening to it, I think a lot of people are going to experience that, where it's just it really, really takes you back to that show. I mean, when you hear the intro of those opening bars of the theme song, it's like a time warp, So they did a great job choosing that music. I mean, in the booklet, Mitch kind of says, he has no idea why they even chose that song, because it really it's a synth Moog song from like the 1960s. It has nothing to do with like a Count and horror and monsters, but it worked.
Definitely. Cool. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Todd. Anything else you want to add?
As I said, people can check out the record, and hopefully they'll like what they see and enjoy the experience. And we, of course, we just want to say thanks to everybody across the country who's reached out to us and supported us so far. It's been really overwhelming and really great to see.
That's cool. Well, congratulations. And you picked out a song for us to listen to now, which is one of the Wolfman's favorites. Can you tell us about the song we're going to hear?
Yeah, so we, part of the project and one of the hurdles we ran into was choosing which song the Wolfman was going to play. And as I mentioned earlier, they never cleared any of the music on Frightenstein when they aired. So, of course, when we went back and pulled these sequences, we either had to license, for instance, the original theme song, and then decide, were we going to use a song that the Wolfman played originally or choose something else? And at first, we kind of, you know, wanted to keep it a Canadiana theme, and we were thinking about the Guess Who or Randy Bachman or Queen City Kids, that type of stuff. And then we stumbled upon this song by a band called Nightmare, which are from the UK, and it's from the 70s as well, and it really fit kind of the concept of the album. The song is called Witch Woman. It sounds, in my opinion, exactly like Alice Cooper, which is great. I've kind of been saying it's one of the best songs that Alice Cooper's never wrote.
Right.
And it fits the song. It fits, you know, when you listen to it, I just for fun, I synced it with video to the Wolfman and Igor dancing just to watch.
Right.
It fits perfectly. It's like something he would have played. So
So
it appears on the album. And that song also has never been available on vinyl since the 1970s as well. So we were excited about that, not only to have Frightenstein come out on vinyl, but this great song by this unknown band that hasn't been released before on vinyl as well is included in the package. So if people are into Alice Cooper and T-Rex and the New York Dolls, that type of thing, I think they're going to really, really like the song. So
cool. Okay, let's give it a listen. This is Nightmare with their song Witch Woman, and thanks so much for chatting with us, Todd.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right.
don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
You're biking. Oh no! Something broke and you need it fixed, or you need to learn how to fix it, and the AMS Bike Co-op and Bike Kitchen have been there for you. And now is your chance to be there for them. Come out November 10th to GAM Gallery at 110 East Hastings from 7 p.m. to midnight for Pedaling Art, their second annual fundraiser and bike art auction in collaboration with Our Community Bikes. So share the love. Make it out.
Hey, okay. That was Halifax's Building Confidence Through Play with their song Singing Together. So lovely. Before that, we heard the band Free Love Fenner from Montreal. From a few years back, In the Bottle Garden was the name of that EP, and that was the song Felix. I really wish I knew what was up with Free Love Fenner being so far away. I have no grapevine. I don't know what's happening, but I really hope they put out another record soon. I know that the Bottle Garden is the name of their recording studio, and they are recording lots of bands, and they play shows every now and then, but no new music to speak of since, I think, 2015 or maybe even 2014. Yikes. Let's move on to a band from Toronto, UFO. They recently put out an EP and called EP. And so let's give a listen to this song, Continuous Consumption. This is UFO from Toronto. The song Continuous Consumption. Here we go. No, not that. Here we go. What am I doing?
I can see my face while I'm asleep. Running through my dreams, I see repeat.
to hate me. Been there before, but I don't care anymore. Been there before, but I don't wanna hate anymore. It brings me down. I found trying to get on top only brings you down.
UBC Careers Day and Graduate and Professional Schools Fair is happening on October 18th and 19th from 11 to 5 p.m. in the AMS Student Nest and features over 150 exhibitors for you to connect with to explore current or future employment, academic, or involvement opportunities. To help you prepare for this event, the Center for Student Involvement and Careers is holding learning labs on October 16th and 17th to ensure that you are ready to impress exhibitors on the day of the event. For more information, visit students.ubc.ca and search for Career Fair. Vancouver International Film Festival is back this fall from September 28th to October 13th. Experience some of the best cinema from around the world, features related curator talks and events at one of North America's largest film festivals. With more than 300 films from 73 countries, VIFF's program includes the pick of top international film festivals as well as many undiscovered gems from around Canada and the world. This year, be sure to catch CITR's sponsored film, Tattoos, a poignant coming-of-age romance between two punk music connoisseurs, screening September 30th and October 1st. For more information and tickets, visit viff.org.
I won't die. Isn't that enough? my teeth with green sour goo. I tie my laces with Twizzlers. When you are near me, my brains turn to jelly beans. Let's go to Snackland. I only wanted to hold your hand. Now my fingers are stuck to everything that you touch. Now my fingers are stuck to everything that you have touched. Everything that you have loved. I am stuck.
All right, that was Cruel Sport. From there, Split Tape with Nice Apple called Cruel Apple, Nice Sport. That was the song Snackland, Main Street Staple. Thank you, Snackland. Thank you, Cruel Sport. Before that, we heard Maneater from their cassette, Maneater. That was the song Actors. Before that, I played a bit of a long set, gotta say. Before that, we heard Be Afraid. They're going to be playing at the Astoria tonight with Skyote and some other pals. That was from the EP Never Do Anything, the song Not Going Out. Do not listen to Be Afraid. Do go out tonight and go see them play. Do as they don't. Oh, I don't know how that expression goes. Yeah. Anyways, go out tonight. Go see a band. It would be fun. Before that, we heard Dead Soft, a new single of theirs called I Believe You. They're going to be playing at 333 on Clark Drive on Saturday night with Wares from Edmonton, Fake Fruit, and Supermoon. How sweet is that? That's the song, I Believe You. And at the top, the fifth song, that was a five-song set, very unusual for me. The band UFO from Toronto, featuring former Vancouverite Nir Avgay, who used to be in Fuzzy P, some other bands, Gal's Brother, now a grad student at U of T, but keeping it 100 with the rock music, very good. You can be a grad student and still make cool music. That was the song Continuous Consumption from their EP. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Once again, thanks to Todd for calling in about hilarious House of Frankenstein. Just a little bit too young to catch that, I think. Although the Igor thing sounds very familiar. I think my parents would always joke about Igor, so I'm sure it was in the consciousness there. Going to close out with a song by Mr. Merlot. Also known as Rob Onzik. He and his partner in crime, Tom Whalen, are going to be putting on an event next weekend called Smooth Fest, and they're going to call in to chat about it next week, so look forward to that. And we're going to hear a song from his cassette, City Sex Volume 1. This is a song, Deep Understanding. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll see you next week.
I wish we were.